Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, it's me, Petey the Peppy Penis.
I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs. Grade A prime bitch. He put the USDA stamp on his dong.
I think that's the sort of prison tattoo that you're talking about there.
Possibly.
Yeah. I don't... I stand by my statement, Buck. There's not a good prison tattoo artist.
I'd imagine. Well... By comparison to other out-of-prison tattoo artists, no.
No.
But there's got to be one who's better than the other in the system.
I don't know if anyone really thrives in prison.
Can I offer a personal anecdote here?
Yeah.
On this topic?
Yeah.
I'm actually an expert on this.
That's why they called me I'm expert.
Well, I've told you that we have someone on my wife's side of the family who has done prison time.
Yeah.
It's a whole scene, but he was a tremendous tattoo artist.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. That's what I had to tell you.
That's it.
Well, that's what you were asking. Are there great tattoo artists in prison?
But
he is a great tattoo artist.
But he doesn't have tattoo equipment. He's using, like, needles and...
Well, don't they let you, like...
I don't think so.
Isn't that part of a thing where...
I think that's contraband, isn't it? Because you could kill someone with some of that
stuff. You can't have... Honestly, I think they take, like, needles and then, like, pen ink, and they dip them in there and then tap it into your skin. That's why all the Russian prison tattoos are so terrifying.
Well, then what's the difference in that and giving them actual real...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a real tattoo gun? It's electric.
It's pretty high tech.
It's for
hardware.
It's a real actual piece of machinery. Literally, they're taking like a needle, dipping it in ballpoint ink pen, and then tapping it into
your
skin.
But they're doing it like on the down low. Like they're not allowed to do
that.
Yeah,
I think so.
And they still do that.
You're not allowed.
Well,
to
how
have
do they
tattoos.
Get the needles?
Well, again, that goes back to the contraband thing.
Smuggle them. They make them. I don't know.
These sons of bitches.
But they're not using real tattoo.
Put them
equipment.
In jail.
If you've ever met someone with like garage tattoos,
put them in jail.
They just look terrible. Again, there's nothing about prison that's good. Right. Nothing at all.
So on the in the news today, we were discussing the Quality Inn,
mm-hmm.
which is not so quality.
No.
At 82nd and Sandy.
Yeah, and we were like, where is a worse hotel? And someone on the text program was like, dude, just go across the street.
Well,
there's one worse.
So the Portland police have zeroed in on the Quality Inn at 82nd and Sandy.
Yeah.
And they are targeting it because there have been 3 murders in 7 weeks there. Well, then we got into the online reviews for the Quality Inn, and boy, they were something.
And the best part is one guy left a review because he was there when someone got murdered.
But... They got a 2.3?
It was a 2.4? 2 point something. And
out of
5. And that's when someone said, dude, you got to look up. There's a place right across the street that's worse. So I just pulled up Google Maps and I started looking at the ratings. And I found one that was 1.8. And I was like, well, that has to be it.
Amazing.
Yeah. And it's right. It literally is across the street. I'm guessing that's like a 5 iron from that place. And it's called the Evergreen Inn. And I looked it up and this was the very first review that I saw. And by the way, Same thing with the Quality Inn. I am not, like, nitpicking. I'm just going down the reviews here. And this was the first one. This place is bizarre. There are new elements in the room like signs and bathroom mirrors, but the water heater was 40 years old and took over 2 hours to heat up the freezing cold room. The bathtub was disgusting. There were at least 5 burn marks on the sheets. There was also lipstick stains and other stains on the sheets and pillowcases. What was the other one? One of the pillows was made out of plastic. On our second night there, someone was blasting music in the room next to us, so we couldn't sleep. The person at the front desk would not ask them to stop the music. For the love of God, do not stay here. And so I was like, all right, that's a bad one.
I love the for the love of God
edition
there. That's a nice touch.
This is the next one. By the way, 1 star on that one.
I'm looking at the rooms here. Yeah, they're bad.
1 star. This place was disgusting. Had cockroaches in the room. The bathroom, there was nasty garbage cans full of garbage and dirty water. Don't stay here. I enjoyed this one. This person gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and you'll appreciate this. It's an inexpensive flop house. I killed a couple of cockroaches. The floor wasn't particularly, clean, but the bed was somewhat comfortable, and the sheets were okay. The TV worked. The shower was hot. However, when you needed to regulate the temperature, you had to use pliers to adjust the hot and cold.
Where do you get pliers?
I don't know.
Well, you bring your own.
It said the lights worked. One mirror was broken off of the corner. Look, it's cheap and doable if you just need a dry place to get out of the wintry weather, which we are grateful to be able to do. Oh, and the towels are dirty.
Oh, my God.
But that's 4 stars.
I'm amazed at some people's low level of...
their standards.
Standards for these hotels. Like, these people don't care about any of this. They're like, no. 4 star. Towels are dirty. Had to use pliers in the water, but hey, it was hot. Kind of liked it. What the hell? Who are these people?
This one from Franklin. And look, I enjoy this one. They gave him 2 stars. Now, who does this? The manager has a key that works for your door to get into your room, but they give you one that does not. Then you have to ask to borrow their key to get into the room. And so he says, this is unheard of. A motel where you have to be let into your room every time you come back.
You're kidding.
No.
So they don't want someone going and giving someone else the key, and then you can,
This is actually a security measure that I kind of like.
This actually makes some sense.
Yeah, they may have something on the Quality Inn here.
It's like, hey, buddy, you're not just renting this out for someone else's nefarious activity. I want to make sure it's you coming in the door.
Says, this is unheard of. A motel where you have to be let into your room every time you come back in. In my opinion, without refunding my money for the stay, I probably wouldn't even think about staying at this place again. It was ridiculous. The parking lot was terrible. The parking lot was very large and roomy, but it was filled with homeless looking and beat up vehicles, people sitting inside them. I'm not bashing on the homeless or anything, and I'm not sitting on a high rise myself, but still, it's a business with a parking lot meant for customers. And when a customer has to park way out by the dumpster and step over a bunch of trash and homeless people, it's just kind of an undesirable situation. 2 stars. Now we're back to a 1 star, which I kind of appreciate. This is from Yovan. This place was disgusting. The advertisement pictures are false. I was charged twice and didn't get a refund, nor did I stay. And here's the great one.
Yeah, the old double book.
There were prostitutes approaching my husband in the parking lot, lobby, and at our room.
Nice.
I was trying to communicate.
Yeah.
They were trying to communicate through the door.
Hubba, hubba.
She was staying with her husband, and the prostitutes were trying to talk them into it through the door.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Don't get me wrong, I like to tat it up whore too. That's how you get the Johns.
Yes.
You gotta stay persistent.
Yeah. This from Aziz. When we went to the room has a horrid smell to it. The floor is dirty and dusty. The bed is not made up. King bed, but only given 2 old and small pillows, both stained. Bathroom floor is also dirty. The white towels were stained black. Also, nosy at night with random people, footsteps running up and down the hallway and screaming, felt unsafe the entire time. Parking lot area full of trash. I wonder why the management is not bothered about the cleanliness or the homelessness. I wonder why the room was too dirty. Regret that we booked for 2 nights here.
Screaming.
Only stayed 1.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here. I'm trying to see what it's around.
It's right over by the grotto, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is. It's right on 82nd.
Yeah. Couldn't stay here, seemed unsafe, worried about our safety and the safety of our vehicle. Had to get a reservation elsewhere. It was disappointing because it was too late to cancel.
It's across from the Domino's.
Yeah.
And the Popeyes.
I like this one too. 1 star. First, when I pulled up, I didn't know if this was a motel or a halfway house. There were some people wandering around in the parking lot at all times, and I felt unsafe. Looked in the distance, and I saw a pile of broken furniture that had been lit on fire.
God. Yeah, you know, the Quality Inn is right across the street from the Grotto.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So yeah, Jesus is watching
you. I guess
you.
That makes sense. Sandy, yeah. 82nd. And then the other one is a little more south, just south of
that. Here's another one.
Boy, I tell you, if you are in that hotel, the Evergreen Inn and Suites,
yeah,
and Suites,
yeah,
if you need to escape, you know, like running from the cops and stuff,
yeah,
you can run right back into that old grotto area.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
It's all wooded back in there.
Yeah. Enjoy this as well. If I could give it 0 stars, it would still be too generous. To keep it short, cockroaches, shady mofos, and craftsmanship, limited maintenance, overcharged for an extra day in the middle of a gang, drug, and sex operation. Other than that, it was great. If you do go, for the love of God, don't go outside after dark. Not safe per multiple Uber drivers. Even the Uber drivers are telling you don't go there. I mean, it is just a bevy.
Well, again,
I like when people give it the 3 stars, though.
Some of these people, I mean, just do a little bit more homework before you book a hotel, right?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to find anyone that gave it more than...
I'm not going to lie. I think that the Quality Inn...
Sounds like quality.
Sounds worse.
You think the Quality Inn's worse?
I mean, it's close, but yeah.
Hmm.
I kind of do.
Mm. Well, it's... this, according to Aaron Collins, great, great, great. You're still complaining about something like no elevator? For the price, you cannot beat this. I can't wait to get breakfast in the morning. I can't believe they even offer breakfast.
They have breakfast?
As cheap as this place is. Yeah. I mean,
you can eat
so
that?
Do you stick your hand into a jar of day-old bagels, or like, what are we doing?
I think we need to have you go and stay one night at the Quality, and then
have
one
the breakfast
night,
in the morning.
One night at the Evergreen, and bring back an expose. See which is worse.
Can I just walk around them for a bit? I don't really feel like I need to stay.
I think you do, because you need the full experience. It's immersion. You have to.
Yeah, I want to know about these footsteps running up and down at night and kind of
that's right. It's the staff. What happens late at night? It's the water. It's the towels. Is there a bed?
Look at this. The worker was so zooted he gave us the same room as the customer in front of this. We found out when we walked in. The room itself was visibly dirty. Not sure those floors have ever been clean. The mattress itself had multiple black spots, so either mold or bed bugs. There's loud construction for hours nonstop, but the lie to the third-party service today was only 15 minutes in order to evade a refund. We left after a few hours since it was unbearable. Don't waste your money. I just love that they gave you the same room as the people in front of you.
Can you imagine the people that work at these hotels?
No. No.
And who owns these hotels?
I don't know, man.
Are these like standalone? They're obviously standalone. Like if your Quality Inns are all over the place.
Yeah.
Who owns Quality Inn? And it is like a franchise thing or something?
I'm guessing it's just a franchise and the guy puts no money into it and he makes money because, you know, it's just people go there and you don't do anything. You're not putting any money into it.
I want to do this.
You start cracking down on the clientele and they stop coming. So you're like, well, you just got to let them do what they do.
Yeah, we're okay. Not my fault. I'm just a hotel.
Got my lease paid off or something?
That's right. I own the building.
I like this one.
There you go.
They have bed bugs and roaches. They have bad service. My card was deactivated when I went to get it fixed. The guy said, what do you want me to do about it? I love this. I love that the guy at the front desk is like, what do you want from me, man?
What would he do about your card being deactivated?
What's that guy supposed to do?
To get in the room.
Oh, okay.
Got demagnetized. Give me another one. They're like, what?
Yeah. What do you want me to do about it? Just, I don't know.
Figure it out.
Break a window or something, dude.
I think this one. Front lobby, you check in by sliding your card under glass like you're at a bank.
Yeah. Oh, they're behind glass for sure. Yeah. I've seen those. Like, they ain't putting themselves out there to.
Yeah.
Like, imagine sitting at the front desk of these hotels.
No.
Dude, you need bars.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, a lot of that movie, He Got Game, with Denzel Washington and Ray Allen? Like, his dad was, like, on leave, had, like, a little break from... And I just keep thinking about that hotel, where there was just heinous stuff happening, and, like, yeah, it was, you know, it's just...
Jesus Shuttlesworth.
Jesus Shuttlesworth, that's right. Or the place where Tom Hanks stays in Big and he's all scared he's a little kid.
What's amazing is, like, these are just read the reviews. Again, here's another. Do not go there. The Roach Motel was horrible. And yet people obviously are still going there.
With every review, my curiosity is being piqued more and more.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want to go. I won't get there.
You guys want to go spend the
night?
But
I'm very interested. I'd like to maybe do a drive-by, and not that kind.
Oh, my God.
Well, you drive by it all the time.
This is the...
Do you ever take 82nd up to the airport instead of 84? I sometimes do.
Oh, dude, this is...
Not usually.
This is a bad one. This one's from Heather, and she's showing photos of the bites that she got by staying there.
From people or bed bugs?
Yeah. The experience was overly bad. I ended up with bed bugs and hundreds of bites all over my body. The place was filthy. My room didn't even have a room number.
Yeah.
It had posted on the door that it posted on the door written in ink. The bed sheets were filthy. The bed and cigarette burns on it. The neighbors were atrocious, absolutely disgusting. And then she shows her arms and it's covered in bites.
What haven't we heard yet?
But this
in terms of what could be happening
blood?
At this hotel.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't got any like blood or body parts or anything like that.
I like this one. For the love of God, do not book here. I'm serious. It's like something out of a nightmare. The second we stepped inside, the vibe was deeply depressing and scary.
We haven't heard anything about like drug paraphernalia either. Yeah. I thought that'd be included.
The room sounded like this person's talking about the sounds, and it sounded like there were multiple acts of violence and or drug deals going on. We wanted to turn around immediately, but we had to wait for a ride and didn't feel safe waiting outside. So we waited in our room for a few minutes and then ran. Oh, here you go. You asked in this same review. Hand to God right
body
here.
Body parts?
The room had bloodstains everywhere.
Whoa,
insects, spider webs, cigarette burns. I didn't even want to sit on the bed. Furthermore, it's advertised as an airport hotel, but it's nowhere near close to the airport. We got out immediately. I love that they wait. This is from Stacy, by the way. I love, and she posted photos.
She seems a little critical.
I enjoy that they waited inside for their car to come and then made a run for it because they didn't feel safe waiting.
All right. I have to admit, this is way worse than the quality inn, although it is close to the airport.
I just enjoy that Buck was like, what about the bloodstains? And the very next review.
Sure enough, there they are. How often do you think staff actually goes in the rooms after people check out?
Obviously, never.
Okay, but clearly not never. Like, if there was a body in there or something, you'd have to know. Like, but do they pop in there once a month just to make sure that there's not? I mean, or does it really never?
No, dude.
No.
I
think they have front desk employees that check people in and out, and they probably are supposed to have a cleaning crew. But
like, when's the last time a fresh sheet went on any bed?
Well, yeah, never.
No.
Well, probably one time. But was it
maybe the cleaning crew shows up once a week?
Maybe once a year.
Every once in a while, you hire somebody new, and they're like, oh, this is a great job. And then they quit 3 days later, and then the rooms don't go clean.
This is from Michael again. He took photos. It's a homeless shelter. Be prepared. Rooms beat to hell. No shower curtain. No toilet paper. No light bulbs. Batteries stolen out of the remotes. Of course, cigarette burns everywhere. Holes in all the linens. Crusted food.
Why is everyone smoking in bed?
I think it's a different kind of burn. You know what I mean?
Well, they keep saying cigarette burns, so...
Yeah, baby!
I think that might be more of a pipe. I like this one. Sure. Crusted food burnt into the microwave. Trash from previous guests. Got moved to a second room. At least it was upgraded with toilet paper this time. Still no shower curtain, though. Open crack use in the parking lot and inside the hallway.
Yeah.
What?
Crack use. Like using, like, smoking crack.
Smoking crack in the parking lot and then had to put also... In the hallways.
Well, but, you know, it happens. This is wild.
I just like that people keep leaving reviews as if it matters.
Look, I knew it was bad over there, but...
Someone on the text line says, and I think we could pull off, like, a reality show. Like, this would go right on the History Channel or, like, TLC or something if...
Yeah, but...
The same people who do, I mean, ghost hotels and stuff like that work. Like, just go to the worst hotels in America.
I just don't think that the hotels would let you show any of it.
I don't think the people who are potentially murdering people would let you show any of it.
I think, and by the way, reading through some of these, I think what happens a lot is people just from out of town go on Priceline.
Yeah.
And they just book without knowing what it is.
But don't you, I mean, I've never done Priceline for hotel, but I've done Priceline for flights. Vowed never to do it again, obviously. But don't you at least do some checking? on what they give you?
I mean,
these people are booking, like, the cheapest thing.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well, maybe you should look into why it's so cheap.
Yeah. It's a valid point. If you're doing Priceline, you need to do Priceline for, like, a four- or five-star hotel. And then you're like, but when you're picking 1 to 2 star and you're on Priceline, dude, you're playing with Russian roulette.
All right, we got to go. Here's Buck.